Thanks for tuning in to News Radio KMAN. I am Derek Simmons, and I'm joined today by Kathy Dawes Scroggs and Ken Scroggs. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well, and I think it's my first time talking to you guys. Of course, as our audience knows, Kathy was the longtime news director here prior to Brandon, and Brady Bowman, I believe, came before him. So you don't really need much of an introduction for our audience, but you guys are here to talk about the Hope Ranch Therapeutic Riding Center. Can you just talk about what that is real quick?
Yeah, Hope Ranch Therapeutic Riding Center is a nonprofit 501c3 that sets up classes for individuals with all sorts of disabilities, I hate to use that word, but with special needs. And what we do is we set up the classes and we have volunteers that help us facilitate the classes. And we have the kids that ride, and it's really a cool thing to watch.
And that's located right here in Riley County, right?
Yes. We're out on Anderson Avenue, almost to Keith. You turn on 69th, and we're about 3/4 of a mile up. You can see the sign there.
How did that get started?
Well, it's been going for almost 14 years now, and it got started when my daughter and I, 14 years ago.
Closer to 15, probably.
Yeah. There was a need for it, and it was just one of those things where it's like, well, if there's a need for it, let's just go ahead and do it. Nobody else did, so we just stepped up and started working on it.
And Derek, I started out as a volunteer for Hope Ranch. Ken came in for an interview. It's before we had a relationship going on. And I thought, this Hope Ranch sounds kind of interesting. So I went out as a volunteer, as a sidewalker, and ended up falling in love with the guy that was running it. So we've been married almost 13 years now.
So you could say Hope Ranch is kind of what brought you two together.
Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. What inspired you, Ken, to start Hope Ranch?
Like I said just a second ago, you know, it's one of those things where there's a lot of good things that come out of a relationship with a horse. People have owned a horse before kind of know. They're very forgiving animals, but at the same time, they don't have an agenda. So when you start doing things with them and you see somebody who has special needs who is sitting on a horse moving them around, then they're in control of 11 or 1,200-pound animal all the time. It really gives them a sense of being able to accomplish and being able to do something. And along with the volunteers that we have, we create a sense of community around them, and they come out and they have a good time and they learn. We've seen quite a few things happen due to that, but that's why there was a need for it, and that's how it came about.
So Hope Ranch was temporarily closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic, right?
Yes, we had to close the first part of March, and so we hadn't had any classes, and we finally started them back up June 1st.
How has reopening gone?
The reopening has gone really well. We provide masks, and we have all the stuff we need for hand sanitizing and the whole work.
Take temperatures as people come in.
We have one of the little guns. It's kind of weird. You're pointing it at their forehead.
Uh-huh.
But it worked out pretty well, and we do have a lot of people that are signing up. We've had a bunch of new people sign up, and we're trying to get everybody else finished and signed back up and back into classes. It was kind of difficult during the period that we're shut down, though, because we had no income stream whatsoever. But as you know, when you have horses, they still have to be fed and taken care of and everything else. So that part of it has stretched us out quite a bit.
Before the pandemic happened, I'm sure the horses got plenty of exposure to people. Is there any sort of transition plan you had to put in place in order for the horses to get reacquainted with being around so many people?
To some degree, you know, horses are, even trained horses do pretty much anything. But we were in the process because we're going to talk about this later, but because we put the lift in, we were bringing horses in and getting them used to the lift. So we had a few volunteers that would come out and help us work with them to get them used to the lift, to make sure they were okay with that. And at the same time, that helped them get partially reaccustomed to people dealing with them. And with the horses, we haven't really had any issues with starting back up, because most of the time, the things that they do aren't that strenuous for them. So that works out pretty well for us.
Is there any sort of sanitation or hygiene measures you had to put in place on the part of the horses as far as preventing the spread of disease? I know, I'm not sure if they've figured out like how transmittable COVID-19 is between humans and animals, but is there anything you had to do in that arena?
Well, there's nothing we had to do on the part of the horse. I don't know if you know, but COVID, I don't know if they call it COVID or not, but the coronavirus, they have shots for cattle for coronavirus, not the same strain that I know of. But with horses, they haven't had that situation occur. However, you still have a lot of surfaces and stuff that you're trying to keep clean and make sure that it's safe for somebody to pick up a saddle that somebody else has used, or doorknobs and all that kind of stuff. So we've done that for a while, trying to get through that process of making sure we kind of clean up afterwards. We ask everybody to use hand sanitizer all the time, you know, to help keep them from getting contacting the germ. But we're glad to reopen, but we're trying to be as careful as possible about it.
And I think you just talked about this a few minutes ago, but you said something about a lift. I believe it's called the Sure Hands Lift. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. In April, when we had nobody out there, we actually installed a lift, and it's called the Sure Hands Lift. And we can actually pick up an individual from the ground or from a wheelchair, and the lift picks them up. We move it over, and we actually set them on the horse, as opposed previously we've had a ramp. And you'd pull up to the ramp, and you still had to pick up somebody. And to be honest, a lot of our instructors aren't strong enough to pick up individuals. So this really changes the face of what we can do. Yesterday afternoon, I was down at the barn, and we actually have a 4 o'clock class on Tuesdays where both individuals are picked up and put on the horse. And it was really nice because I know that at least one of them, it would have taken two or three of us to pick them up, put them on there. Not that they're that heavy. It's just it's dead weight when you go to pick them up. You see what I mean?
And they actually kind of find it fun. I found it interesting. I wouldn't compare it to zip lining exactly, but I mean, it's kind of a fun experience. And I shared some pictures with you, Derek, that maybe you'd like to share on your website. But it really is. I mean, I think some of them enjoy it. It's kind of a different experience aside from just riding the horse.
And it is really safe. It's a solid. It's not like it's really loose and you flop around. So it's really solid when you pick them up and when you set them down. And we have them sitting there long enough when we're putting them on to actually remove everything, and it slides out from under their arms, and they're able to kind of, when they finally able to sit on the horse, we can remove it without too much hassle. So it's really a nice feature.
Is the Sure Hands Lift an idea that you guys came up with yourselves, or was this something that was brought to you from customers?
No, I had known about this partially because the first 4 or 5 years of Hope Ranch, I ended up picking up people myself. And after a while, it kind of wears on your back. So we were always looking for an alternative, and we had the ramp, which is fine. That's what we did. But, you know, there had to be a better way for us because we did have a couple of people that came in that, you know, 200 pounds of dead weight doesn't move very well. And so you really needed something like that to be able to put them on a horse. And so we started looking for it. And then I found this company out of Nebraska that has these. And they came down and helped us design what we needed to design. And then they installed it. So it was professionally installed. And now we have 4 of our volunteers and our program coordinator here that are certified to actually use the lift to make sure it's safe.
What are some events or camps or activities that you guys have going on right now or in the near future?
We have classes right now. So if somebody wants to come out and wants to get involved, you can go to our website at hoperanchks.org, and you can actually go to the website and you can register an individual to ride. However, what we do is when we get that individual, we have classes set up. So once you go ahead and register them to actually want to ride, we can kind of assign them what class they're going to be in and who the instructor is and who the volunteers are. We have a program that does that for us now. So, well, we do it, but the program allows us to do it easier. So once they do that, then all they do is end up saying, okay, you're going to come out Saturday at noon. We have a lot of classes on Saturday. So you're going to come out Saturday at noon and ride. And then all of our volunteers and everybody's sitting there waiting for the people to arrive. So, like I said, it does give them a sense of community, which I think is a really good thing.
And both Topeka and Manhattan have lessons right now with the horseback riding.
Yeah, we started Topeka June 1st. We started everything back on June 1st this year. And so we actually started the Topeka program. We had tried to do it earlier, but we got COVID, so we switched over to June 1st. And now we have riders in Topeka actually riding now, and that's on the same website, hoperanchks.org. And if they want to ride in Topeka, they can. If they want to ride in Manhattan, they can ride in Manhattan.
That's a new website, correct?
Yeah, it's brand new. We redid. We took the COVID time to actually redo a bunch of stuff. Make sure we're on the good path and making sure everything is working the way it's supposed to.
Is that website the best way for people to find out more information about Hope Ranch?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of information on there. There's an email on there too, my email, and there's a couple of phone numbers if they really want to call and talk to somebody. But for the most part, you can go on that website and find out a whole lot about what we do.
Awesome. Well, I think that's about all the time we have for today. Once again, that was Kathy Dawes Scroggs and Ken Scroggs. Thanks for joining us today.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. You all have a great day.
All right. Thanks.